Get ready.
Ready.
All right.
For your wake-up call.
Wake up!
He promises to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and the ugly truth. It's your life and business strategist, Steve Harris.
Welcome to the Ugly Truth About Business podcast. My name is Steve Harris. It has been a while and a half since I've spoken with you. I hope you're well. I hope you're doing great. Your family, all things are working. Fantastic. It's been a while, but I've been up to a lot of work lately, just chasing my greatness and building our coaching and consulting business, the Steve Harris Company. It's really, really exciting times that we're in for. So, what have we been working on lately? I think for me, I just got a little bit confused. I think it's okay to say that you get confused as an entrepreneur from time to time, because you recognize that you've come to a stage of growth and all of a sudden everything has changed. You recognize that the message maybe you started with and you're passionate about has an expiry date. Where it seems like you're trying to help people, you're trying to just grow your business, you're trying to make a difference, but for some weird reason you just can't seem to just get the words out, or you just can't seem to get your strategy out, which is pretty weird, because it's a case of physician heal yourself. You're helping other people, you need to be able to get some help as well. So I took a little bit of a break to just get my head right in the game and try to figure out who I want to serve, right? So I'm a lot clearer now, so that's fantastic. And one of the things that I've decided to do, which will take my passion, is really just to help, two categories of entrepreneurs. So, we have the Ugly Truth About Business podcast, which is going really, really well. Thank you so much to everyone who listens and subscribes and just passes across a message. That's always super cool. But one of the things I also want to do is to talk to two categories of entrepreneurs. I like to call them the Davids and the Goliaths. Now, I'm sure you know the story, the ancient Hebrew story about David, the underdog, and Goliath, the corporate monopoly. So basically, I've created a new email list that I'm really passionate about, where I share entrepreneurial secrets and strategies to both Davids and Goliath. So for the Davids, the people who are Davids are entrepreneurs who are just either bootstrapping their business. They're still trying to find the way, trying to find the ropes. They're considered the underdog in the industry, in their market, and they just want to be able to win. I created a new email list for them, a new newsletter called David Sling, because David was able to kill the Goliath with a slingshot and a catapult. So that newsletter is called David Sling. I'm going to put the link in the description so you can subscribe if that falls into your category. And then second, I'm also speaking to the Goliaths. All right, those who are industry giants, those who are corporate behemoths. And I just want to be able to help them continue to dominate. And the thing about Goliath is that you don't just get beat up by something in your blind spot so you don't lose your head. So that's incredibly important. So we've got, David Sling, and we've got Goliath's Shield. And the whole proposition for Goliath's Shield is, helping entrepreneurs who are giants to make sure they don't lose their head and are taken apart by Davids who are in their blind spots. So I'm really, really excited about that. Make sure you subscribe. The link is in the description. Join my newsletter, David Sling or Goliath Shield. And, why did I put this together? It was really quite cool because I was facilitating a business strategy for a top six law firm. And, we're trying to see how we could help them become more dominant in the marketplace. Right. So in the middle of the session, I just had this brainwave because I'd been meditating on the scripture and the story about David and Goliath. And I kind of figured that, this will be a good opportunity. So pretty much by inspiration, I'm not even going to lie, I started thinking about how we could help them position themselves. So when I started talking to them, they had, they were top six and they wanted to get into top four and ultimately top two and then become number one. And so they were looking at the top four and comparing and benchmarking themselves with them, which is great, you know, which is great. But all of a sudden, you know, it dawned on me that in reality, like just like the story of David and Goliath, your competition is not in front of you. Your true competition is actually behind you. Can I say that again? Your competition is not the guy in front of you. Your real competition is in the guy who's behind you, the guy who's in your blind spot. You don't even see him coming. You know, just like the story of David and Goliath. Goliath had stepped up and he had asked to challenge the Jewish best warrior. And at the time, the king, Saul, was the best warrior. And he was also a giant. He was considered head and shoulders above other people in Israel, even though he was way shorter than Goliath, who was perhaps 9 feet tall, and Saul, the king, was probably 6 foot something, right? But my point was, in this strategy session, was your competition is always in your blind spot. And so we came up with a strategy, and it was just a bunch of questions that I asked them. One of the things I wanted them to do was to put both feet in being David and Goliath. So to the giants in the field, they were David's, right? To the Davids in the field, they were Goliath's, you know? So to other, you know, to the top four law firms, they considered them as underdogs. But to the bottom 40, they were considered as giants. So I figured, you know, it would be great to have like a 360 degree approach, being able to put our feet into both David and Goliath strategies to answer the question, how can we compete? So ultimately, we came up with about four questions. And the first one was, how do we as Davids bring down the Goliaths in front of us? All right, how do we as Davids bring down the giants in front of us? The second question was, how do we as Goliaths defend ourselves from the upcoming Davids, right? How do we as Goliaths defend ourselves from the young whippersnapper underdog Davids who are in our blind spot? How do we defend ourselves? Another question was, how do we as Davids build an army of giant killers, right? How do we have that, you know, recruitment strategy to make sure that the people that we're hiring are giant killers, right? And then finally, how do we as Goliaths become as nimble and as, you know, flexible as David? Because, you know, in the story, Goliath has a whole bunch of armor. David has no armor. He's very nimble and literally free. So that talks about bureaucracy. That talks about organizational weights. It talks about structure. How do we make sure that, you know, even though we're giants, we must be flexible and nimble enough to move around? So that was pretty exciting. And, you know, that just sowed a seed in my mind as to the entrepreneurs I really want to help. So really, my goal is to help Davids become Goliaths and help Goliaths become as flexible as David and help build armies of Davids and Goliaths, if that makes any sense. So in this case, the entrepreneurs, the SMEs would be, small businesses would be the Davids. The Goliaths would be the corporate giants. And really my goal is to see how I can help nations build armies of SMEs and corporations. That's really what I want to do. So when you think about it from that perspective, it's I want to help Davids become Goliaths. I want to help Goliaths become as nimble and as flexible as Davids, but I also want to build armies of Davids and Goliaths. That's really what I want to do, if I could call that a mission statement in any way, shape, or form. But it may or may not be. But this is just me talking, and this is just me showing. You know, it's not, you know, pre-cut, pre-recorded, or this is just me just communicating with you. It's been a while, but I wanted to let you know what I'm doing and what I've been up to. So yeah, so please check it out. If you're interested in joining my newsletter, David Sling, for the, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you're an SME, a small business, please click the link in the description and join that newsletter. If you are a giant in your field and you want to be able to dominate even more and just take out all the opposition, then you want to join Goliath's Shield, right? Our goal is just to make sure you don't lose your head, even as you dominate, because Goliath lost his head. David Sling and Goliath's Shield, right there. So that's what it is. Oh, I'm going to be coming to the U.S. Really, really soon. So for you, if you're in the United States, you're going to be seeing a heck of a lot of me for quite a while. So I'm going to be doing a lot of work there over the next couple of years, about 3 years. So you're going to be, perhaps the next time or so, maybe not the next time, because I really want to make this a lot more consistent, but I'll let you know when I'm in the States, and I will be really, really super stoked to catch up with you. But hey, drop a comment, let me know what you think. I don't have a title for this right now, so whatever title goes, it's going to be what it is. But thank you for, you know, sharing. Thank you for being patient with me. I'd like to invite you on this journey with me, and let's see how we can help you, David, become a Goliath, or help you, Goliath, take out other giants. All right, enough said. Enjoy.